I'm sitting here in a studio with Mark Wall, who is going to be my programme editor for the new food and drink, food and drink section of the Kitchen Garden Show. It's going to come out on a Sunday morning from 9 o'clock, and I'll be on from 10. Mark, can I tell you what sort of prompted you to ask me to co-host the show?
Well, your head's really going to swell. I mean, you're enthusiastic, you're infectious, you're bubbly, you're intelligent. You've just got a way with words. You've got a passion for food. And that's exactly the sort of person we want to share all of that with our listeners.
You're right. I'm not going to get out the door. That's fantastic. Thank you very much for saying that. I'm blushing. I've gone absolutely pink, I'm sure. You're right. I've always been enthusiastic, and I used to get in terrible trouble for being able to talk till the cows come home at school about anything I was interested about. What would you say is the most important thing when you're on radio, and if people are listening, what's important when you're in the studio?
Well, you're painting pictures with words and with sounds. And of course, cookery is a very visual medium. So you've got to find a way of transferring that through your speech and your enthusiasm so that it conjures up pictures in people's minds.
No, because I mean, it's a pity we can't invent a smellometer, because often the food smells utterly delicious. And I know that any second now I've got to go on air with John Griff, but I've got Kevin Saddington as my co-host.
He likes his food. I'll tell you that. He loves his food.
Well, we'll be really good friends if he likes food, because there's nothing more I like than feeding people. I'm so, so looking forward to working with you, and it's just one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to me, so thank you very much.
Well, we're looking forward to having you with us and tasting some of those treats that you're going to bring in every Sunday.
Excellent. Thank you.
The microphone on it.